ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Like the coaches on a tightrope. They've won five of their last 20 games. On roster, they are potentially a top four side.
They're one of the biggest clubs in Australian sport. Owners include a Hollywood star and a tech billionaire. The playing roster is groaning with talent. The other thing groaning is their fan base. What on earth is going wrong with the South Sydney Rabbitohs? Quite a lot, actually. Star fullback Latrell Mitchell's looking at another big suspension. His teammates appear frustrated and out of sorts, and there's growing scrutiny about the coach's future. How did we get here? What might happen next? I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily. Andrew Moore's the lead rugby league caller for ABC Sport. Maury, South Sydney, they're among the biggest clubs in the NRL. They're undoubtedly the biggest story in the game right now. An undisciplined star, under siege coach, a misfiring roster. Why has it gone so horribly wrong for the South Sydney Rabbitohs?
It's such a difficult question to answer and the question we get most often in relation to South Sydney. And the problem is, it seems really obvious that it's something off the playing field that's the problem. Something at training, something in the culture, the relationship between the coach and the senior players. Are they the inmates trying to run the asylum? It seems like it's down that path. Sam Burgess left last year.
I didn't want to see him out of the club, no. But it is what it is. As decisions have been made, we move on.
I think they've only won five of their last 20 or 21 games, going back to last year. When we were at Magic Round last year, they were on top of the table. Mm. And they were a legitimate premiership threat, as they should be with the roster they have and the talented players they have. Cody Walker, Latrell Mitchell. I don't know whether they're wielding too much power, but there's something there that Jason Demetriou, who I've got a big rap on, by the way, has been unable to control or rectify.
People can say and do whatever they like. I know what's going on inside the four walls. I know my relationship with Cody and Latrell in particular, and I know what the boys value out of both of those guys.
And I don't know if he hasn't been able to do it yet that he'll be able to do it now.
There's been so many symptoms over the last sort of 6 to 12 months. And you talk about Sam Burgess, club legend, former assistant, leaving under a haze of sort of speculation and controversy last year. And when he left, the sort of noises made out of the Burgess camp were that he was critical of Demetriou's coaching style, that he was perhaps giving players like Latrell Mitchell too much rope. Are we now seeing that maybe Burgess was onto something, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. And again, I was back then still prepared to give the coach the benefit of the doubt because I've only ever heard good things about him. He's had success in numerous places that he's been at Queensland Cup level as an assistant coach, but it's a big difference being the NRL coach. One thing I can tell you for sure about Jason Demetriou, he's a really good human being. He might be too nice to be a first grade coach. And I don't want to be overly critical of him because this is all what Sam Burgess's camp has said and what we think must be happening. Because it's not talent. It's not talent why they're sitting last on the NRL table after five rounds after such a dismal collapse last year. The playing talent is there, even though they've had injuries to key players like Campbell Graham and Jai Arrow. They've still got plenty of talent. But if you look at how they're playing, Latrell, Cody Walker, their two main leaders. Cameron Murray's working his butt off on the field. Keon Kalamatangi's doing a fairly good job, but none of them are really standing out. They're making a lot of mistakes.
South Sydney finally showing some signs in attack. Here's Cam Murray. Oh, he goes to Dean Hawkins, who loses the ball. Montoya picks it up. And once again, as soon as South Sydney look threatening, they give the ball away.
They're not leading from the front with their actions on the field. So it's got to be off the field. And I hate to think it or say it, but it doesn't seem like Jason Demetriou is capable of working out whatever this is and fixing it.
You talk about talent. You mentioned Latrell Mitchell. I mean, he's been at the centre of this conversation. Last year, it was suggestions he was receiving special treatment, as I touched on. Discipline's long been a challenge for him because he plays so close and over the edge, as we saw at the weekend.
He's a bit of an aggressive.
There's an issue here.
Is it defend on Sean Johnson?
Just give me a mark, Ash, if you can. It slipped, I think.
Cameron. Latrell, it's been reviewed, it's an elbow, it's on the report.
But that forearm, that was disgraceful. Seriously disgraceful. He sees Sean Johnson coming, he's not going nowhere. He literally puts his forearm out and jams it straight into his chin. He should have been gone from the game.
He's under scrutiny for that nasty forearm on Sean Johnson. Are those headaches around Mitchell symptomatic of the broader issue that you're talking about?
Yeah, quite possibly, yes. And they're torn here at South because, for my way of thinking, this personally, Latrell Mitchell's not in the top 10 fullbacks in the game. He's lazy compared to Trbojevic, Tedesco, Edwards, Gutherson, even players like Will Kennedy, Reece Walsh. There are so many, Scott Drinkwater. There aren't 9 or 10, if not more, better fullbacks in the game than Latrell Mitchell. He is capable of doing things that very few players are, but you see it rarely.
Latrell breaks a tackle of Walters into the backfield. Latrell Mitchell from halfway creates something from nothing and scores a try.
So when he puts in a man of the match performance and you go back and look at his stats and you think, hang on, he only ran for 120 metres. Dylan Edwards running for 250, 300 every week. Effort areas. Clint Gutherson at Parramatta is an example of that. And with South struggling, they need their fullback to be in everything. And Latrell Mitchell just isn't. He's not that sort of player. He's a lazy fullback. I think he's an elite centre. That's where I believe he should be playing at South. But his discipline is off the track. It leads you to at least think from afar that there are other things going on in his life or in terms of his enjoyment playing footy at the moment, because it doesn't look like he has any of that going on. And unless he's at his best, unless Cody Walker's at his best, South Sydney aren't going to fire.
Do the club need to take steps with this latest suspension headache to ensure that he is holding himself to a higher standard, because he's, as you say, too talented to be watching from the grandstand?
Yes, and I mean, you heard Jason Demetriou speak after the game, and even Cameron Murray, the South Sydney captain, about their frustration with what Latrell did. They were two really dumb acts.
They're both just stupid things, you know. They're just, you know, just got to be better. Simple as that.
One got him a 3-week suspension, the other a penalty. I think that was sufficient. I didn't think he needed to be charged for that lifting tackle, but it was dumb. And Demetriou and Cameron Murray both called him out on that. That's pretty rare.
Latrell, he's got some good self-reflection, and he normally knows what he needs to change before anyone tells him, so passing by conversations won't hurt.
Coaches say things publicly for a reason. They want that message to get to the player. So how you handle Latrell Mitchell, I mean, he's such a polarising figure in the game. It always has amazed me, because we don't have a relationship with him at all in terms of our radio broadcast. He very rarely speaks on radio, and the last time he did generated all the headlines because he couldn't stop dropping F-bombs.
Runner-up last year, so good on that. I don't care if I'm swearing, boys, honestly.
But you speak to other players at South Sydney after games, and they rave about Latrell Mitchell, or they did until middle of last year. And it was really eye-opening to me, at least, hearing how they spoke about him and how he helps them along and what a positive influence he is at training. So I don't know what's changed, but clearly something has.
As you've outlined, the problems go well beyond one misfiring star. Timing, everything in sport, isn't it? And the Bunnies face Cronulla this weekend.
Yeah.
Then they have a bye. The board is set to meet in the final week of April, I believe. Does all of this mean that Demetriou is effectively coaching for his job this weekend against the Cronulla Sharks?
And it makes you wonder, Stacky, if it's got to that point, does the actual result matter on Saturday night when they play the Sharks at Stadium Australia? There was talk, they've had 3 home games in a row, and there was talk then that the coach has got 3 weeks to get right this ship. And they obviously haven't. They beat Canterbury Bankstown on Good Friday by 4 points. They were well and truly hammered by the Warriors in a terribly disciplined display on the weekend.
A really limp end to this one for South Sydney. A poor second half. And the Warriors go on to win this one by 34 points to 4.
And they face a Cronulla team that's in the top 4 that has been, by and large, playing good footy, apart from getting hammered one day by the West Tigers at Leichhardt. So I think it's almost impossible for me to see them turn it around. But with young Jai Gray, if he plays fullback, I've watched him a bit in the New South Wales Cup. He's tiny. He's knee-high to a grasshopper. Wears headgear, but he stands out. He's a real goer. He looks a real effort player with great pace. So maybe that's the sort of injection, even though it's in the absence of Latrell, that they need. But I wonder if it's got to this point, whether the result on Saturday already matters, or already they've already made a decision, because it seems to me where there's smoke, there's fire. And if they win this Saturday and lose their next 3, where does that leave them?
Mm.
So I think they've got to decide by the bye, is Jason Demetriou the man or not, whether they win or lose on Saturday.
Who could or would be in the mix to replace Demetriou? I mean, there's already speculation, you know, Burgess or now Dolphin coach Wayne Bennett. What strikes you as the course most likely if he fails to survive?
So if he's gone mid-season or early in the season, I think Ben Hornby takes over for the rest of this year. Sam Burgess is in his first year of the English Super League, and I think even if Souths have a desire for him to come and head coach, I think they'd be happy for him to have this full year in the Super League, and I think Sam would honour that contract over there. But it strikes me he may be their top seed, that they go back after Sam Burgess, which would be interesting with the current playing group if there were issues that came out at the end of last year. But again, untested. He's only in his first year over in the UK as a head coach. Wayne Bennett will always be the rumour. He's coached them before. He keeps, you know, Wayne Bennett. He doesn't have a gig next year and he wants one. So every time he gets asked about Souths, he's like, oh, it's very early, just let it play out, does his Wayne Bennett thing. But I think he would be keen, and if it's the only opportunity to coach in 2025, I reckon he would take it. So it's just which way Souths want to go, with a more older coach, they could still get 2-3 years out of him, I don't know, or give someone like Sam Burgess a crack. I reckon that might be their top seed.
I feel like we're going to hear so much more on the Bunnies in coming weeks. Andrew Moore, thanks so much for your time.
Anytime, Stacky.
Headlines. We are waiting to hear what sanction the AFL might give to Port Adelaide forward Jeremy Finlayson after he admitted to using a homophobic slur against an Essendon player during the two clubs' gather-round clash. Now, Kangaroo coach Alistair Clarkson was given a 2-game suspended ban and a $20,000 fine after making a similar slur in a pre-season game this year. Power president David Koch argued on ABC's Offsiders that provides a guide. Women's college basketballer Caitlin Clark has been one of the stories in sport this year, but the Iowa State player and her team fell just short of winning an NCAA title. South Carolina beat Clark's team 87-75 to finish the season unbeaten and claim the championship. Now, we did an episode on the Clark phenomenon. Scroll back through our feed to take a listen because, look, she's awesome. The Premier League title race just got thrown wide open after Liverpool coughed up points to bitter rivals Manchester United. The moment of the game came from 18-year-old Kobbie Mainoo, who gave United the lead.
Wan-Bissaka available. Mainoo. It's a great is dangling now.
Now, Liverpool clawed back a draw, but it leaves Arsenal top on goal difference. Liverpool second and Manchester City 1 point back. There are 7 games remaining. Ange Postecoglou's Tottenham are fourth. They have a game in hand on Aston Villa as Spurs chase Champions League football. And in Formula One, Daniel Ricciardo is not having a good Monday. The Australian crashed his AlphaTauri on lap one of the Japanese Grand Prix. Max Verstappen won the race for Red Bull. He just rolls on. I'm Patrick Stack. This is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Mick Radojkovic. Thanks to Fox Sports, Triple M, and Optus Sport for the extra audio used in this episode.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.